Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
About whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160 if you want to do that. That's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria,
Nikki, and Bonnie.
And we're talking about Joe Biden here. So you may be wondering, why is Joe Biden talking about, you know, Americans needing F-15s to defend themselves against the government? See, and I'm already... The libertarian in me is already slipping out when I say things like Americans defending themselves, because the way that Joe Biden and other statists put this is if you want to attack the American government, you need F-15s and nuclear weapons and whatever else they say. Whereas my default way of saying this would be if you want to defend yourself against the American government, because they're the aggressors here. They're the attackers. I'm not at risk when I go about my life at any given time of being attacked by an ordinary person, but from the American government, they've proven that they will attack me.
And, you know, I want to tread very lightly when I say this, because I'm not advocating for any sort of violence, but I do advocate for self-defense.
Yeah.
Typically, when you're being attacked by the state, it is state agents coming to your house and trying to kidnap you or your children or trying to shoot you or your dog or whatever it might be. To defend yourself in that situation, you do not need any sort of aircraft. A gun will work just fine.
That's true, but defending yourself in that situation is almost always a losing process.
It's true.
So, I mean, whether or not you're morally justified or what, they're going to continue bringing in bigger and better guns until they overpower you.
Yeah.
Yeah, if they bring a bear cat, then a gun isn't going
to
work.
Yeah. And if you try to defend yourself and they have to bring in a bear cat and you manage to find a way to disable that bear cat, they will bring in a tank. There's no limit. When I recently rewatched Games in New York, and, you know, one of the things that glosses over here is that, you know, they brought in the Union Army to oppress the riots, to stop the riots in New York. They did. They have, in fact, the American government has brought out the army to fire on American citizens in order to stop riots and things like that with cannons and ships and whatever. They'll do it again. They'll bring in whatever is necessary to get you to obey. So when push comes to shove, it's not worth it. Your best bet at surviving, and I hate saying it, is to submit and fight it out in court.
And that's why I think that libertarians literally are the most oppressed minority. It sounds silly, but they literally are, because the government is trying to make them out to be the enemies of the U.S. government, the U.S. government's most powerful agent on Earth. No one else is getting called a domestic terrorist for a group that they ascribe with in the U.S. except people who literally advocate for violence and stuff like that, and aren't doing anything, you know, are doing things to hurt people.
You're referring to how the Department of Justice released a memo recently, and then one of their people was out on the news saying, you know, even libertarians are considered domestic terrorists or something to that effect.
Yeah, they called libertarians domestic terrorists. They came out with a list of symbols saying these are all domestic terrorists.
Yeah, it's
symbols
like the Gadsden flag.
Yeah, and the anarchist black and yellow sided flag, you know, the diagonal.
They said that was
domestic terrorist, extremist.
Really? Okay.
Symbol.
I'm gonna have to
the one that's
one
on
now.
All of our cars with our porcupines.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it is, isn't it?
And, yeah, I just think it's really dangerous when the United States government is trying to make you out to be an enemy of the government, because that is when the military and all those people will go after you, because it's like, oh, you're a small extreme and you're against the U.S., our government, our livelihood, and us. You know, if you're in another country, it's super easy for them to just make them think those are the enemies of your country. But,
and you know, I wish I was more like this, but I think the best thing to do for most people is to just live your life, try to stay as far away from the state as possible, and just try to stay as under the radar as possible. I know I don't do a very good job at that because I go on the radio and I, you know, talk badly about the government because someone has to, you know, like somebody sure. needs to spread this message of peace and freedom and unleash what the government is doing. But I think the smartest thing to do is to just lay low and not draw attention to yourself.
Well, I mean,
and just try to live your life.
That's what Mark thinks too, and that's what why Mark thinks that he should just go to an island in the middle of nowhere to avoid them. But I don't know. I'm
it's
more
not really laying low, though, in my opinion.
That's his attempt to get away from the United States government. And, well, I don't think that it's really a sustainable option because, first of all, the more people not speaking up, the less resistance there is. The government's going to get more and more powerful. Not that I think that just, like, Free Talk Live alone is doing anything to keep the power of the government down, but the spirit United States people have that no other country has, some people, not everyone, but that they don't want to be, they don't want their rights encroached on, that they understand what rights are, you know, is alive. And I don't think that, I think that people should be out there doing that work or else we're just going to become a slave planet. I don't think that there is any just getting away from them. The other thing is, if something is a threat to you, I think that you should, you know, look at it, and that's, you know, positive. It, you should know that there's a train coming. Then you can move. You know what I mean? I don't know.
So the U.S. government has described libertarians as being, you know, what was it, domestic terrorists or whatever. But these people are talking now about time to hunt Fed boys, meaning time to hunt FBI agents. They're not libertarians.
Yeah, what, the Boogaloo people?
Well, that's not what they're talking about here. They're talking about MAGA people who are now upset about the federal government.
Because they raided Trump?
Yeah.
Give me a break.
Yeah, well, that's what they're saying, right? And now you've got these idiots out there on 4chan and, you know, whatever other social media platforms they're actually on saying, you know, it's time to hunt the FBI agents or whatever.
Have fun.
Doesn't sound
idiots.
Like an FBI agent typing that at all.
I know, right?
Well, I mean, the line between an FBI agent and an idiot is really, really narrow. And that's especially true when you get on the internet. So it's hard to say which one of these are just idiots and which one of these are FBI agents.
Like, there's a crazy amount of people that worship Ted Kaczynski on the internet right now. And they're always, like, right-wingers who think they're libertarians, call themselves libertarians. And I don't think they're all feds. I think they are, a lot of the times, just idiots.
There are certainly a lot of idiots out there.
And people, a lot of people are just all talk. You think they're actually going to go hunt FBI agents? I doubt that.
No, they're absolutely not. After FBI agents searched former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago club looking for evidence of multiple federal crimes and documents that Trump was never supposed to have in his private possessions. Good Lord, they're not going unbiased in this Yahoo article. Man, coming out swinging. Evidence of multiple federal crimes. He was never supposed to have these. Anyways, some of Trump's supporters struck a striking... Oh, God. Did they not even have an editor at Yahoo? But familiar refrain, it's time to kill government officials, they're saying. Research shared with the Daily Beast by Advent's Democracy Incorporated fills in some of the landscape of what the FBI has characterized as an unprecedented threat environment. A reaction to what some legal experts consider the most serious legal threat facing the former president. Immediately after the news of the search broke, pro-Trump online message boards begins to light up with graphic violent threats, some of them targeting specific FBI agents after their names were revealed in right-wing news reports. So that's not exactly, I don't know why Yahoo News is just now getting around to writing this article. It's basically the same crap we've been hearing. Man, they are really late to the party on this. And this came out today, right? That's why I was like, okay, cool. Let's talk about it. It's unprecedented threats. But no, they're talking about stuff that happened, you know, that people were talking about on social media 2 weeks ago.
And it's just that it's people talking on social media and there's somebody reporting about it in the news.
Yeah, what the hell took you so long, Yahoo? You weren't waiting for an editor to clear this article, I'm willing to bet, because your person here wrote, struck a striking, and your editor didn't go, hey, yeah, no, you can't put that in a sentence.
In their defense, 1 out of 5 high school graduates are functionally illiterate, so they probably did edit it.
Well, they seem to write for Yahoo. However, they're not the only ones who think things are coming through to a head here. There is Judge Andrew Napolitano, who also thinks that Donald Trump will soon be indicted. I want to talk about that because he usually knows what he's talking about. He's not an idiot. 603-283-6160. It is Free Talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Appreciate what we do. Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. If you want to join us, that's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight is Aria,
Nikki, and Bonnie.
And I want to tell you about Forks Fest 2023 is coming up sooner than you think. June the 15th through the 18th, Fork Fest is going back to its roots, happening before the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So if you want to hang out, because 2 weeks is a long time to spend at a campground, it's asking a lot of people. So Fork Fest is moving back to the beginning. That's June the 15th through the 18th. There's no ticket. All you have to do is reserve your camping site, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground from June the 15th through June the 18th, and that gets you in. And if you're there, you know, you might as well hang around for the Porcupine Freedom Festival. You do have to have tickets for that one, though, and they're on sale, and they will sell out. I'm almost positive they sold out 2 years in a row. And based on the fact that it's now the end of August, people have been calling Rogers Campground all month to reserve their sites for the Porcupine Freedom Festival next year. It was 11 months away. And these people were calling the campground to reserve their sites.
I mean, the motel filled up within 1 or 2 weeks.
It always does. So that one, well, that's not even true. Yeah, it doesn't always. There are sometimes empty rooms.
It was quick. It was quick this year. And a lot of the camping spots are gone, too. Like, pretty much all of the RV spots are gone.
Yeah, so get your tickets at porkfest.com. I actually don't know the website for the Porcupine Freedom Festival. But, again, we don't need tickets for Fork Fest, and it's likely to be a smaller crowd, so you're likely to be able to get a campsite there. That's forkfest.party. That's the unofficial website. That's forkfest.party. Let's go to the phones, however. We have Sarah on the line from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
So, yes, so Albuquerque, we're going to put on, the Frida Kahlo's. She was a famous communist artist from Mexico, and they're going to have her life exhibit and all of her artwork in a building, you know, for the tourists.
I just hate Frida Kahlo. I hate her so much.
I don't know anything about her.
She's everywhere. I'm going to pull up the picture for you guys. She's everywhere in San Antonio because I think she lived there for a while.
The woman with the unibrow?
Yeah, she has a unibrow, and she's just really ugly, and I hate how she did self-portraits. Like, okay, you can draw perfectly fine or paint perfectly fine. Just paint other things other than yourself because you're really hideous, really ugly.
Well, you know what? Selma Hayek put on a movie, make a movie, paint.
How did this work? Because Selma Hayek is gorgeous.
Yeah, Selma Hayek is beautiful. I love Selma Hayek. This is Frida Kahlo. I'm showing it to Aria and Nikki right now. My sister is the most obsessed with Frida Kahlo than anyone else on the earth. Like, it's
why?
Bad.
Is that a painting or is that a picture?
Oh, this is just an actual picture of her.
I would like to see an actual painting that she did.
So, and I think part of her story is she got in an accident and then was paralyzed, I believe, and then that was her new outlet, was to become a painter.
The important thing about it was that she was a communist, and she was involved with the communist movement in Mexico, and then she actually had sex with Trotsky.
Why is that the most important part, Sarah? She's an artist.
Well,
she created art. I imagine the last thing this woman wants to be known for is being a communist.
Well, I don't know about being the last thing, but that's why she's memorable to me. Her life kind of, because Trotsky was one of the founders of the communists in Russia.
Would you have had sex with Trotsky?
It's amazing that she had an affair with Trotsky. They had sex together.
Would you have had an affair with Trotsky?
Given the chance.
You know what? I don't involve myself in that kind of a lifestyle anymore.
You think it was a good thing that this woman did that? Oh, she did say it anymore, didn't she?
The thing about it is that she's important enough in the political movement. That's the politics of who she was. No more, not so much that she was a lesbian or, you know.
You said she slept with Trotsky.
Yeah, but she was also a lesbian, and she was also married to a very ugly artist, a very famous Mexican artist, and he was hideous.
Maybe that's why she's gay.
But you know what? That's why she has that little light mustache, because she was a lesbian, and lesbians happen to have that little fuzz as a mustache. But I'm thinking of it. You know what? I want to ask you.
Am I having withdrawals from not drinking for the last week? What is this really happening?
Maybe Sarah is.
Well, okay. The thing about that, why did Salma Hayek really made that movie for the Carlos. What was the point of that movie?
Do you know?
I've never seen it, but
I need to know more about lesbians and their mustaches, Sarah. Can we revisit that for a minute?
Well, I'm speculating. It's got that being lesbian, it produces a lot of testosterone, being a male part, and I'm thinking that produces some kind of a faint, light mustache. I mean, I'm just kind of speculating, but I've been told that a lot of the lesbians do have this kind of light mustache.
I don't even think I've seen that on a lesbian, to be honest. Like, most of my friends that have been lesbians have been lipstick lesbians, to be fair, so I'm sure they, like, do all the waxing stuff that anybody else does. But even, like, they're...
What is a lipstick lesbian?
Like, the one that
like
acts
girly.
More girly.
Okay.
But even, like,
that's
their girlfriend didn't have mustaches.
Also... being a lesbian, like, having sex with women doesn't, like, raise your testosterone levels. I will say, it is a fact, all women do have testosterone.
Yeah.
Yes.
But, being a lesbian doesn't raise your testosterone.
You can be a woman with high testosterone and be straight and just want to have sex with men a lot.
Yeah, I just don't think there's any correlation there.
I don't think so either.
But I'm not a biologist, so what do I know?
Thank you for the call tonight, Sarah. My great aunt had a mustache, but, I mean, it wasn't because she was a lesbian. It was because she was old, I guess. And
yeah.
Postmenopause, I guess.
That does raise your testosterone.
Yeah. Yeah, my grandma said one time about getting hairs on her chin when she got older. She said, it's like all the hair left from down there and went up here.
Oh, that's terrible.
Terrible.
So we also have Art on the line. Art, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you, Aria. I would like to tell your audience about a very new advanced water filter element that they can buy to address the issues of their water supply in Michigan or Mississippi or wherever. I want to give out a website, so please write this down, pen and paper. JMCC, waterfilters.com. This is unique. I don't work for them, but this will remove everything bad out of the water except beneficial minerals, salt, and soap.
Is this like some of those straws that I saw a few years ago that they were distributing to, like, you know, people in Africa or whatever? It was basically just a straw that automatically, you know, filtered out all of the bad stuff so that people could take, you know, non-drinkable water and magically turn it into drinkable water. Is this one of those kind of things?
This filter is better than that one. The drinkable straw you're talking about has a poor diameter, little holes, the size of 0.1 microns. This filter that I'm talking about has one-tenth the size pore diameter. It will take out even some of the smallest viruses.
Cool. Well, thank you so much for that information. I've already forgotten. I think it was jmccwaterfilters.com, something along those lines. Just
yep,
Google
that's
it,
correct.
And you'll be able to find it. Thank you so much for that information. All right, when we get back, we're going to see what Judge Andrew Napolitano has to say, because evidently he thinks Trump is going to be indicted. That and more coming up, 603-283-6160. You can weigh in at 603-283-6160.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. The Justice Department says classified documents were likely concealed and removed from a storage room in former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home, with likely efforts to obstruct its investigation into Trump's possession of dozens of boxes of government papers. The Tuesday night filing says the FBI also found classified documents stashed in Trump's office and challenges Trump's request for a special master to review the documents. A reporter asked Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell about the Justice Department filing Wednesday in Frankfort, Kentucky.
I don't have any observations about that.
World leaders are reacting to the death of former Soviet President Mikhail Gorbachev. He was the last leader of the former Soviet Union and died Tuesday at age 91. President Biden praised Gorbachev and said he helped create a safer world and greater freedom for millions. Current Russian President Vladimir Putin released a statement expressing his condolences. This is USA Radio News. Floods in Jackson, Mississippi have forced one of the city's water treatment plants offline. Residents now have to wait in line for bottles of water. Social justice organizer Danielle Holmes says the water problems in the town are longstanding.
I honestly don't even want to bathe my baby in Jackson's water. We need help. We need federal oversight. We need something to happen because for it to be going on for years and the governor not caring, the mayor hiring incompetent people to run the water treatment plant.
For a month preceding the flood, residents were being urged to boil water before using it. Officials were concerned it could cause digestive problems. Californians are bracing for a record-setting heat wave over the next few days. Weather officials say they expect temps to climb into lower 100s into Thursday. Several counties are under excessive heat warnings, including Los Angeles, where temperatures are expected to reach up to 115 degrees. This is USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We do in the studio tonight, it's Aria,
Nikki, and Bonnie.
And I do want to remind you that tonight is the last night you're going to get the full version of the show as the main podcast. So tomorrow, you're going to want to go to feeds.freetalklive.com, resubscribe to the podcast feed. I'm not exactly sure how all of that works. The other feeds are apparently a third-party service, and they'll continue, but we don't necessarily know how long they're going to stay online. So to be sure, go to feeds.freetalklive.com, resubscribe to the podcast, and the new podcast, which you can already, you know, get an idea of if you want to listen to the FTL Digest that are already online. The ones for the last, I think, week or so have been models of the upcoming podcast. It's changing. It's going to make a lot of people unhappy. Please bear with it before you start emailing us. We've already gotten emails about it.
Oh, I'm sure.
But the change hasn't even happened yet. So just bear with it. Give it a chance. See whether or not you like it, and then email us. But let's get this change happening before you email about it. I mean, please, because I think it's going to be good, and I think people are going to like it. That's feeds.freetalklive.com. It is going to be a much shorter version of the podcast because it's asking a lot of people to sit down and listen to almost a two-hour show, right? The new version of the podcast is closer to 45 minutes on average, it seems, and that's a lot less of a time sink. So that's feeds.freetalklive.com. Let's keep going with the calls. We have Earl on the line. Earl, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call. I'm calling from down in Louisiana also. I know we had a call on earlier from here. And I just wanted to share some facts about water that I've recently learned. You know, the planet we know is about 75% water. And of that amount of water, only 1% is drinkable without being treated. That's not a whole lot. Most of that water is locked up in our glaciers. So there is going to be water shortages coming in the near future and hopefully longer than closer. But, you know, people are going to be fighting over water. It's going to be a real good big commodity that we can't live without. You can survive about 72 hours without water. That's it. You can go months without food. But you know everything happens in our body with water. We are water beings.
And I had heard that about water shortages, but it was a number of years ago, and it was primarily through a website that was called the economic collapse blog.com. It was actually a pretty entertaining website, and I don't know if it still exists or not, but they eventually became peddlers of Christian apocalypse theories, which is everything is ultimately, you know, this is all foretold in the Bible. It's like, I want to hear more about why the economy is going to collapse. Can we get back to that?
So, okay, well,
but I haven't heard a whole. Go ahead.
About Lake Mead, have you seen what happened with Lake Mead?
No.
Lake Mead is down to where you can see sunken boats on the bottom of it. I mean, the water is getting scarce in this country, more rapid than not, with these droughts everywhere. It's terrible, you know. And a friend of mine, Dr. Jackson, Mississippi, a friend of mine has a son that lives there that's 36 years old, and he contracted Legionnaire's disease. And they assuming it came from the water. And that's pretty frightening, if you ask me. Is they going to have people who have drank that bad water before it went out completely and they start contracting bad diseases and ill health problems from it? That's pretty frightening. Mm-hmm. He had to have fingers removed in other parts and 36 years old, and I feel pretty bad for him. His dad just found out today.
Yeah, that's terrible. Thank you so much for the call tonight, Earl. I certainly, you know, it's something that I've always heard, and it's something worth paying attention to. We are in the middle of a drought. I think the drought is a bit less severe here in the Northeast now, but there's a drought everywhere. As we were talking about California, they're facing an extreme heat wave, something like 115 degrees. Europe, I don't know if they're in a drought or not, but another extreme heat wave. I don't know what's going on with the planet. It certainly suggests, if all of the headlines are true, it certainly suggests that there may be something to that global warming stuff that people have been talking about for a number of years, but they've been predicting the end of the world for so long that it's like, okay, well, I don't know if I can attribute this to what you're saying, because by now the entire planet should have been on fire and should have been 30 degrees warmer and there should be no water. We should all be living in deserts. So, I mean, do they get to claim to be correct because now it's a little bit hotter and there is a drought?
Just because it's getting hotter doesn't mean that it's happening because of the reasons they say it is. It could easily be happening because of geothermal engineering from the government.
But back to the story here, Judge Napolitano, I want to get into it before it gets lost on my phone in the millions of open tabs that we never actually get into. Will Donald Trump soon be indicted? This is from Judge Andrew Napolitano. It gives me no joy to write this piece. Even a cursory review of the redacted version of the affidavit submitted in support of the government's application for a search warrant reveals that Trump will soon be indicted by a federal grand jury for three crimes. One, removing and concealing national defense information. Giving national defense information to those who were not legally entitled to possess it. And obstruction of justice by failing to return national defense information to those who are legally entitled to retrieve it. So apparently he had national defense information. And again, none of these people, or even Andrew Napolitano, this is going to be talking about the standing order that existed in the Trump White House, that if he removed something from the White House, then it was automatically unclassified. When he learned from a phone call that 30 FBI agents were at the front door of his Florida residence, and he decided to reveal this publicly, Trump assumed that the agents were looking for classified top secret materials that they'd allege he criminally possessed. His assumptions were based on gut instinct and not on a sophisticated analysis of the law. Hence his public boast that he declassified all the former classified documents that he took with him. So Napolitano does at least reference that. Unbeknownst to Trump, the feds had anticipated such a defense and are not preparing to indict him for possessing classified materials. even though he did possess hundreds of voluntarily surrendered materials marked top secret. So evidently this claim that Trump has made that, you know, anything he removed from the office was automatically unclassified, that seems to be holding up, or at least they're not going to pursue it, because that's how these things work. They're instead going to indict him for, what was it again, concealing national defense information and giving it to people who weren't allowed to have it and not returning that information. So he's not even being charged with possessing classified information. It is irrelevant if the documents were declassified, as the feds will charge crimes do not require proof of classification. They told the federal judge who signed the search warrant that Trump had NDI in his home, and that's national defense information, and it appears they were correct. So it's not about being classified or unclassified. It's about the type of information that he had, whether classified or not. Under the law, it doesn't matter if the documents are classified or not, as it is simply and always criminal to have NDI, that's, again, national defense information, in a non-federal facility. To have those without security clearances move it from one place to another, and to keep it from the feds when they are seeking it. Stated differently, the absence of classification, for whatever reason, is not a defense to the charges that are likely to be filed against Trump. So this is an interesting take on it that I haven't heard before, and I'm really glad that I ended up finding this, because it's not about classified or declassified documents at all. It's about the type of information that Trump had and wasn't allowed to have.
So weird to me. Why would you want to take that with you? So weird.
I don't know why, but the Drudge Report and other news articles and news sites, they're running headlines like, was this for ego? Was he stealing it? Was he planning to sell these secrets? I don't know. I have no idea why Trump wanted to. My best guess is, you know, he's an egotistical maniac, like all presidents are, and he felt that this was his information, that he was entitled to possess it and to keep it, and that he wasn't going to let anyone stop him. Underestimating the feds, Trump actually did them a favor. One of the elements that they must prove for any of the three crimes is that Trump knew that he had the documents. The favor he did, of course, was admit. When he boasted that they were no longer classified, he admitted that he had these documents. And, of course, that's
not smart.
No, that's why so many attorneys say, hey, don't make public statements and stuff like that, because it's so easy to convict yourself. What are your thoughts? Is this even relevant? Or is this just a witch hunt of Donald Trump? 603-283-6160. There's more coming up here. It is.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Five going into the final segment here, but you can hang out with us in the meantime on our social media server. We'll be back, of course, same time tomorrow. But in the meantime, we are out there on the internet at social.freetalklive.com. That will take you directly to our social media server, and there you can interact with some of the hosts. And if you're really feeling like you can handle the worst aspects of the internet, some of the most hateful, vindictive, vicious trolling out there, and some of the least creative, uninspired, boring trolling
out there.
That's
what I was going to say. That's how I feel about them.
They are extremely, I don't want to say their trolling is like creative or anything like that, because it's not, but it is among the most hateful while being the most boring, right?
That's impressive. Worst way possible.
Yeah, right, exactly. That's what you can find on our chat server at chat.freetalklive.com. It's entertaining sometimes, yep, right?
High praises.
Yes.
There are rooms without them.
There are rooms without them, and that's the reason I would recommend it. But the default room is the on-air room, and that's where they congregate, and it's... Most people usually just immediately click to ignore notifications for that room, and they carry on with their lives, and their lives are probably better for it. But that's social. That's chat.freetalklive.com. That's our official chat server. Now, I've got a story here. I tend to avoid stories like here because they're just stupid and not worth talking about or whatever. But this one, it's entertaining enough. We got one segment left to go. I want to talk about it. Twitch has banned a streamer for having sex while broadcasting live.
Oh, yeah, that's not a lot on Twitch.
It is definitely not.
Well, was it graphic, or were they not showing what they were doing, but they just were doing that?
It's very unclear, and they took down the video, so it's not like, and I'm sure it's somewhere out there on the internet, but I can't be bothered to look for it because I don't particularly care. Twitch has banned a streamer after a clip of her trying to have sex during a live stream.
Yeah,
I don't know.
She was not successful.
Kimika only opened her channel in July of 2022, so she's not even been on there for 2 full months. And until recently, only had a handful of followers on Twitch. Well, but overnight, she's become an internet celebrity for all of the wrong reasons. footage of her having sex while streaming was shared on social media, with the most commonly shared portion of her live stream being somewhat ambiguous as to what she was doing. However, those watching the stream in real time grew suspicious as they noticed some weird movements and a change in Kamika's facial expressions. Now, I don't
know. Okay, I want to watch this now.
Yeah, I'm already really confused how you could have sex on camera and you're so uninterested in it that people who are watching are like, I can't tell, right?
Right, yeah. It's like, it should be obvious.
Yeah, it's like she was trying to keep a straight face. It's like, so moving forward, on closer inspection, some fans noticed a cheeky reflection on Kamika's window that revealed that her partner was standing behind her and seemingly getting down to business. At another point, the camera caught her partner right behind her, and it became more obvious what was going on.
How?
Was she just looking in the camera the whole time? Like, that's so weird.
I don't know, and I haven't seen the video to explain it. I mean, to be able to describe it more clearly, but on closer, okay, at another point, sorry, moving ahead, every single one of these paragraphs is one sentence. So if you scroll down to look for something or scroll up to look for something,
you immediately lose
your spot. Kamika reportedly spoke about the incident and claimed that it was a drunken accident and that she ended the live stream as soon as she revealed her mistake. Now, I know if you're set up to live stream, it's not impossible that, you know, someday someone down here in the studio moves something and they hit the stream button on the stream deck here and suddenly they're live streaming without being aware of it, right?
God, you're scaring me.
Well, it's just a button and it's sitting right there. Anyone who goes to move it could accidentally hit it. It's not impossible.
So think about that next time you guys go to have sex in the studio.
But I mean, if your environment is set up to regularly stream, she probably has a button like this, and she's probably aware of it. What I'm more concerned about, if we assume everything that she just said is true, why was her partner not disturbed by her obvious lack of interest in what was going on? That
right.
It wasn't clear to people watching what was going on.
Like, what did he think she was doing? Just playing on her phone? Playing a Flappy Bird or something?
Yeah, there's so many questions here that, obviously cannot be answered. And further questions that just cannot be asked on radio. But that none of this makes sense, right? This is a girl who was trying to get in more followers. She thought that she wouldn't be reported or something like that. She'd only been on Twitch for like 2 months or whatever. She wanted to be famous. She wanted to make money. She wanted to be the next, what's that
Kim
girl's
Kardashian?
Name? No, the gamer girl who sold her bathwater.
Delphina?
Yeah, she wanted to be the next her, and she thought she found a shortcut. You know, she was like, they would know. If my fans report me, then they won't be able to see more of this content, is probably what she was thinking.
Well, she got her 15 minutes of fame.
Well, she certainly did.
Someone wrote an article about her, and we're talking about it now, so.
She only got a 7-day ban from Twitch.
Oh, okay. That's not bad.
Well,
we've gotten longer bans than that for just saying,
that's
you know,
true.
Unapproved
medical things.
Yeah, not from Twitch, though. Our longest Twitch ban, I think, was only 3 days. And that was for Aria Uncensored back when I was doing it topless. Strangely, we haven't been resuspended for Topless Tuesdays, which I also do topless. So I don't know. Maybe Twitch decided that wasn't a battle worth fighting. I don't know. Or maybe we just got reported by the wrong person back then. I don't know what's going on.
It still seems weird to me that I know it's just a policy of a company. It's not like the government or something. But it still seems weird to me to have it in your policy, like, you can't have sex even when it's not even graphic. Not that I think that that's a fun thing to watch or that that's cool or interesting, but I don't see what's so wrong with it happening. Like,
well, it could also have been a dare, right? Like, there are some, you know, BDSM relationships where it's like it's part of the game to, like,
yeah, you like go to a park bench or like somewhere in public or something.
Well, I wasn't even thinking that. It was just like call and order a pizza and try not to make it obvious that you were having sex or whatever. Try to hide it in front of me. Sure, I guess people can, you know, do it on park benches as well. So, I mean, it could have been something like that where it was just some little game they came up with or whatever. But it raises a lot of questions, and I don't necessarily think they as you point out, Bonnie, there was no, I mean, evidently there was some, a cheeky reflection at one point of someone, but other than that.
Cheeky even such means so weird.
Well, like I think it's obvious. Yeah, I assume it's obvious.
I don't know. The word cheeky has meaning, so it's weird.
Sure, but I don't think there was any actual nudity in this, and other than the reflection, you can't always account for reflections, right? I don't know how Twitch wants to really handle that. If someone happens to be, you know, wearing a Speedo or whatever, and they walk through through the background of someone's stream, do they want to consider that to be nudity? It seems rather arbitrary, but it's only a 7-day ban, and that's because, obviously, she was not... Well, I mean, it's unclear whether or not she was having sex on camera in the first place, as I understand it. I haven't seen the video, and I have no desire to watch the video, but if she was, you know, that's a bit of a different thing than them believing that she was having sex on camera.
Well, she kind of admitted it, right, when she said it was a drunken accident.
Oh, that's true. I guess she kind of did.
I mean, I don't know if she's really completely admitted it, but what else would be the drunken accident?
Well, she did. You're absolutely right. She did admit it. She said that, you know, it was a drunken accident, and she stopped the stream as soon as she realized that she was streaming. And, you know, again, to come back down to the topic of the studio here in the studio, I don't have a Stream Deck button, but there have been numerous times where I was like, man, before I start playing the guitar, I want to make sure I'm not streaming or whatever, because I don't want to just sit here streaming that, or, you know, it would be very easy to hit this button and then sit here picking your nose or whatever. You don't want that going out there on the internet. So I could understand how someone could accidentally stream something. But what brought it to her attention would be another question that I would have. Because every time Free Talk Live goes live or LRN goes live, I get a notification on my phone.
Yeah.
And most people who are subscribed to us do. And I get the same notification when I go live. And it's because, you know, that account is tied to my Twitch app on my phone. So what? How does she go live without being aware of it? And then how does she become aware of the fact that she was live?
I don't buy it. I think this was either like a dare or some sort of kink thing.
Or some sort of like, I want to get followers thing. That's what I think.
Yeah, it was definitely one of those three things. There's just no way this was an accident. Not with the whole, I'm going to try to not make it obvious that I'm having sex while I'm streaming sort of thing.
Either that, if it was an accident and they didn't know, I feel really bad about their sex life.
So evidently, she's not the first one to do this. Amaranth apparently rose to fame for her hot tub streams and has been banned multiple times for adult content. So, I mean, there are better ways, people, of getting Twitch famous or YouTube famous than, you know, doing nonsense like this. I mean, if it works, it works, but it didn't work. All of these people have been suspended. So that's it for tonight. So you can join us in the meantime.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.